Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. So sorry, Ruth?
Yes?
This is Nancy. I dropped the phone.
I wondered what that noise was. How's your computer, Nancy?
It is up now. That was a Verizon problem. We're with Verizon on our computer.
Oh.
So Fred got it working.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad we were not bit by the bug.
Why, sir? Was that Steve I heard in there, back there?
Good morning.
Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm slowing down a little bit. It's nice. So now
that's
good.
Sounds
got to get busy in other ways.
Sounds kind of quiet there. Are you not going to work today?
Yep, just walking out the door.
Oh, okay.
Just haven't made the train yet.
Is that rainy down there?
Oh, no. It's 103 today, I think.
Yeah, Colorado, so it looks like they're getting some water. I thought maybe you guys were, too.
No, it went around us. We're supposed to get it the end of the week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're supposed to get some monsoon rain from Arizona. So we'll take it. We'll take it. Help the wildfires go away.
Right. Could burn up every place.
Yep. So did I hear you say yesterday that you were working on selling your home?
It's been on the market for a couple of years. And we have had come and look at it once in a while. And some people are saying that they're making an offer.
All right.
So, yeah.
So then where are you planning on heading to?
Well, we're planning to, our base will always still be on Vashon.
Uh-huh.
But we're looking to do a little bit more traveling, possibly go on a mission.
All right.
Probably. Then it's supposed to go to Nauvoo and sing.
That'd be great. But that's what the Pats are doing. They're on a mission.
Oh, are they?
Yep, they just left last Saturday.
Where'd they go?
Tennessee.
Pardon me?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh. Awesome. Well, good morning, everyone. 7 a.m.
Good morning.
Atlanta, Neekin. So who else do we have on the line this morning?
Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Warm.
Donna.
Morning.
Are you warm also, Donna?
Pardon me?
Are you also warm?
I am. It's much cooler. It's supposed to be about 87 today, as opposed to about 111.
Yikes. That's better anyway, I guess. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Margaret. Well, I don't know if we should give Karen a little call. I'm not hearing her here. Mary Lou, why don't you visit with these guys for a second, and I'll try my cell phone.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I hear Margaret there. Just decided that if I need to fit my walk in, I have to do it really early. So I'm still a little out of breath. I just got in the door.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Is that Steve?
I wanted to react, but I couldn't get my phone off mute fast enough.
Oh.
I wanted to respond, you know, but Vance gets so mad at us when he says good morning and we don't respond, you know.
Yeah, that's nice that everybody says good morning. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, is that Monty?
Sir.
Great to have Monty back. We missed you. Hope you had a good vacation.
Yep, it was short, but spent some time with the family down at the ocean.
Okay.
Are you going to be talking about oil swishing on your day? Any more oil swishing comments?
I don't think so. I've got a couple of guests tomorrow. I mean, I have a guest tomorrow with a couple of good testimonies. So I'm going to talk a little more on a couple of different products tomorrow. But I would like to tell you guys while we're waiting here, I should probably wait for Ruth, but a friend of mine who had a mastectomy years ago, has been doing pretty good, but she, a few weeks ago went in to get a mammogram and they found some more spots in her other breast. And the radiologist, the radiologist said to her, "Do you have a cat?" And she said, "Yes." She thought that was a really weird question. And he said, "Have you been scratched by that cat lately?" And she said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact." And then he went into this big long deal about how the cat's claws are so dirty and they've got the bacteria under there and blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing was, the cat never scratches her, but she was soaking in the bathtub one night. The cat was walking on the rim, and it slipped. And so it scratched her, and scratched her right on the side of the breast, which was near the lymph nodes. So he said, "You know, this isn't the first time I've seen this. Those nodes could be, enlarged because of that bacteria could be reacting to that." Well, of course, an oncologist had her scheduled for a biopsy yesterday. And it was going to be a three-hour one because they had to go into, quite an area. She's scared to death because she has already lost, one breast. And then, she's just all worried. Oh, and then they called her. They had a panel of doctors, and they said that they think she has lymphoma. Okay, so she didn't have a very good time last week. Well, after I got off the phone and listened to her, I had listened to those Dr. Fife again, and I called her up and I said, "Okay, you might think I'm crazy, but I need to tell you this because," and so I told her about the swishing, and so she started it. I thanked her yesterday for believing what I said. She started it. She called me yesterday about 10:30 in the morning, and I said, "Gee, you're calling early." She said, "They aborted it." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "They did an ultrasound on me this morning, and those lymph nodes went down." And so, praise the Lord. So they're going to check her again in 3 months. But she is swishing. So, isn't that awesome?
Wow, what a story. Who are you talking about, or are you saying?
A friend of mine. It's a friend of mine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, she just never felt comfortable about all the stuff they were going to do to her. Because she felt good, her blood work looked good, all this stuff. And she said, "You know what, I'm kind of afraid that I'm kind of in one of those SYAs." And I didn't know what that meant. And she said, "Because the radiologist had this all documented about my cat scratching me and stuff, and I think they're afraid." These doctors got together, and that radiologist probably got chewed up one side and down the other. And she said, "And I think this is they're going forward just to save their ass." That's what SYA meant. Oh, anyway, I hope this wasn't all recorded there, Steve.
Probably was. At least you didn't say who.
No. So anyway. You gotta listen to your own body, and that's what, and if she didn't, I told her, if she didn't feel good about all that, I mean, if she was feeling okay with that, it was probably the Spirit talking to her, the Holy Spirit. So we gotta listen, pay attention. So, welcome to the Health Style Call.
For sure. Wow, that was a great and encouraging story about listening to your instincts or listen to the Spirit and also getting rid of the bacteria.
Yep.
That was pretty amazing.
Yep.
I wish I'd been on and heard what that amazing story was.
Well, I think it's probably been recorded.
Oh. Okay. Well, I apologize.
Good morning, Karen.
Yeah. Well, I've pulled a real boner, haven't I, this morning?
We're here for you, honey.
I bet you are. Wondering, where in the world is Karen?
Well, situation was going on, I was a little concerned. And
yeah.
Well, is everything okay over there?
Yeah.
So.
Doing great. Okay, well, you guys, despite my being tardy, I want to welcome all of you to Transparent Terrific Tuesday. I really appreciate all of you and this call because you've done so much for me. And this is the morning that we get to report what our progress is doing. And so I want to let all of you, I haven't had much time to think about me and my progress, but the thing that I'm excited about on this program is that with all this mess that I was going through with Clyde, I got off track, but before this call, I was able to get back on track, and it is just incredible what it has done for me. I am really doing well. I'm excited about the things that I learn on this program. And today, I'm extremely excited because, as most of you know, Donna is my co-host. And, you know, I'm a person who, how do I describe? I'm not a detailed person. And Donna is. And that's why she and I are a good combination, because she does things that I don't find easy to do. She does lots of research. Anyway, before I get into that, I want to take the report and find out how all of you are doing, and then I want to tell you something that I think is very exciting. Okay, who would like to start out and tell us what's happening for you?
Well, Karen, I can start out.
Okay, great.
I joined, this is Margaret, I joined the group about six months ago. When I joined the group, my purpose was to lose a few pounds, and to date I've lost about 15 or 16, and I'm still working on that. I like the idea of measuring, but I admit I haven't done that yet. But as time goes by, has gone by, I realized more and more that I thought I was doing well from a point of nutrition. I found out there are too many things out there that I've never even heard of. And so I guess that proves that you're never too old to change your old habits or to learn more. But my goal today is to lose a few more pounds and to maintain that weight, and to continue my diet, and to learn more about nutrition. Now, I had used the block chart originally that we had on the program quite some time ago, and had good results. And I thought I was eating properly. Then came along the acidic and the alkaline chart. It was a complete and new concept for me. I don't know where I'd been all these years, but I never had even thought about that. So I think using the charts has been great for me. I'm glad we have now the block chart, the original one, color-coded to match the acidic and alkaline one. And I guess as I grow older, I realize more and more how important it is for me to strive, to continue striving for a lifestyle that I can enjoy and one that I can show others how successful I've been in the end by just following these principles and maybe challenge them to do the same thing. And I want to thank all of you for helping make the program a success.
Oh,
hey.
Wonderful. We're so happy for you.
Well, thank you.
You've lost weight and you're feeling better, right?
I feel better.
And you know what? That's what this is all about. A lot of people may be on this program not necessarily to lose weight, but they do want to feel better. And learning these things from that block chart, oh, thank you for bringing that up. Margaret, because that is so important for our understanding how to develop good health. Very good. Okay, do we have somebody else who would like to give us a report?
This is Nancy, and what I have learned is when I choose to eat gluten, which the other night at a restaurant, normally the waitress is, they know me that they cut out the bread, but she brought the bread, and I looked at the bread, and I said, I think I'm going to eat it. And the next morning, I had almost a half an inch more in my waist and stomach. It's the bloating effect, I assume.
Oh, that's a sure way to convince you, huh?
I guess. I don't know, but that, it really makes a difference. Otherwise, if I leave it alone, I have a flatter stomach. So I need to really get serious about keeping the gluten out of my diet.
Very good. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, do we have anyone else who would like to report their progress? And do you know what? This is called a terrific Transparent Tuesday. And if you don't feel that you have made progress, we want you to feel that that's okay, because we're not all doing the same thing at the same time at the same level. And so if you're having a struggle right now and you'd like to talk about it, let us help you with it.
Well, this is Mary Lou, and I got off track while I was gone on my I already told everybody that. And, you know, it's been really, really hard for me to fit our walk in because it's gotten incredibly warm here, as I'm sure all of you know. So Larry and I just made the decision that, you know, it's really important because the scale is not going down since we've, you know, are not getting our exercise. We don't feel as good. So we just had to change our routine a little bit and do our best to get our walk in before this call in the morning. So that is what we just came back from, and we're certainly not up to our 4 miles, but we did walk over 2 this morning. So
well, good for you. Listen,
yeah.
I know what it means to be down there in the heat of the Salt River Valley, but you know what, Mary Lou? You may have to look at it like I look at our situation when there's snow and it's terribly cold around here. I don't go out walking. I walk inside, and I don't know, you may want to do that.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody
else? Also, Karen, or Mary Lou, what about swimming? Can swimming count?
Well, I would think so.
Actually, we try to do an additional 30 minutes walking around in a pool, but even the pools are getting warm.
Oh, water in the pool.
But anyway, we're working. We're going to work through this, and I just appreciate everybody being here, and I've almost released everything that I'm within a pound of what I had put on vacation, so.
Well, that's good progress. That's great.
And I want to, I'm going to do my best to fit in 2 shakes a day here for a while.
You're going to what?
I'm going to do my best to try to do 2 shakes a day like Ruth suggested, we talked about yesterday, because we did give great results when we were on 2 shakes a day.
Yeah. That's what I do. I can't lose weight unless I do that. Well, that sounds great. Anyone else, would you like to tell us what your progress is?
Well, you know, as everybody's reporting, Karen, this is Ruth, and I'm realizing, remember I was talking about not sleeping well and everything, and I did change and not eat at night before I went to bed, and I've been very consistent with that, and I've realized, you know, I don't wake up in the middle of the night anymore at all. Haven't been for a long time, so learning that not eating at night, or eating earlier, eating dinner earlier, and not having a snack before I go to bed really did make a difference for me and my sleep pattern. And it's been a long time. It's not really been quite a while since I was awake half the night. So
well,
I'm very excited about that.
Incredible.
Well, hello? Oh, this is Joan. This is Joan in Steilacoom. And I just wanted to say, Ruth, I think I've discovered something similar to that. I'm holding my own. I might be a little progressing, I'm not sure, but I'm holding my own, and I'm glad for that. But I have trouble, you know, I assess my state with respect to my blood sugar level, and I have trouble if I eat late in my dinner, you know, late in the evening, and I'm sorry to say it, late is sometimes like 8 o'clock, and I just keep eating. You know, if I stay up, I keep eating. And I've really had a fight with that, and I noticed that my blood sugar in the morning, if I do that, actually, I mean, is higher. Okay. It's like 111. Okay. Well, you know, I like 98 in the morning, thank you. I mean, I like it to be under 100. That's my goal, under 100. And I've been able to curb that a little bit. I find it very difficult to eat earlier, and I may be in this summer have to go to 2 meals a day. Anyway, so I just wanted to support that. And the last two nights I've been able to kind of not eat so much, and I'm guilty. I mean, when I say eat, I like eat Gelato, ice cream. I just sort of lose it at the end of the day. Anyway, the other thing I really like about this call is that, I mean, aside from the fact that people care, you know, about, you know, they're a group of people that care about this stuff and the information that you guys feed me, it gives me many, many ideas, and there's one I want to mention. For example, when Nancy said the thing about gluten, I want to know, how is it? Because I've seen that in myself and my friends. I have a German friend, and she'll go crazy on bread, and, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, honestly, her stomach is so large. I want to know why. I want to know why, so I'm going to try to figure that out. The other suggestion I have. I have two or three meals that my blood sugar, after I eat them, is down. Now, that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal, and that's always happened as I was losing weight, which was 2 pounds a week. And I think we should get some of these sample meals out, ones that are really tasty, you know. I have a salad that is to die for, and I think we should like print them and send them to Ruth or someone who can understand the color chart well enough to say whether this fits a color chart. I don't know. It would be a big help for me to have even more recipes. And I know it when I start thinking of what I'm going to eat, and I start thinking of some of these tasty things. I mean, I just lose my interest in bread, for example, gluten. Anyway, that's so. I'm kind of excited. I guess you can tell.
Well, I agree with you about the recipes. I think we could all. You know, if we'd all get in the habit of sending recipes to Ruth, maybe she'd send them out to all of us at one time. But I do think that recipes can make or break you on being able to stay on this way of eating.
Yeah,
and
send an email, so please send my recipes. I've got an email, but a note on a screen.
And it's hard, particularly if you're not a detail person, although I am. It is hard to take a chart and say, okay, now what am I going to eat here? I mean, you know, that kind of intellectual planning, unless you do it after you've eaten a meal, you know. It's important to make up your grocery list before you go to the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, you're not going to stand in the aisle, you know, and say, now let's see, I need some more protein, I guess some vegetables, and you're just not going to do it.
Yeah, and the menu, not the menu, but the recipes would be your really good guide. Okay, well, I would like to go on and see if there's anyone else that would like to report.
This is Donna. I've lost 3 more pounds, so now I've lost 33 pounds. And I would like to say, you were talking to the lady, I don't know her name, she was just talking about a German friend, and after she eats bread, her stomach swells up. Well, I have read that most European people have a glucose intolerant. No, a gluten intolerant. And that's why their stomach swells. So it's the gluten.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Don't digest it.
Yeah, I want to know.
Digest.
I want to know why that, I mean, you know, I want to know, oh, this is detailed, you know, why that happens. Like, what is it part of that inflammation? You know, I want to understand it.
It's my understanding that gluten causes inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it also could be a yeast problem, and of course the bread has yeast, and that's and the sugar and all that's just feeding the yeast. So that's why most people who crave bread products, they've got candida going on.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can conquer that, then your desires for bread just go away. And while I'm thinking about it, they even say that most alcoholics, that is, when they eat sweets, they're craving sweets and that alcohol, that they really have a yeast problem. So if you get rid of the yeast, then you solve that craving for the alcohol.
I think that really is true. We need to move on because we've got some pretty fantastic things to cover today, and being that I made this all start a little later, I'm hoping we can make up for lost time. Is there anyone else that would like to report?
Okay. Oh, wait till tomorrow. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, Monty, go ahead. Oh, we want to hear from you, Monty.
Well, I'll make it real quick as I possibly can. I'm really glad that Kathleen talked to Mary Lou about oil swishing. I've gotten some of the books. I got 3 more books coming from Dr. Fife today. It'll be delivered today. But I've done a few things, and I've really noticed a difference. Of course, I'm oil swishing. I've also understanding that the antibacterial viral type situation of coconut oil. And I have a little place above my ear that breaks out every year in my scalp, and I don't know why it doesn't come in the winter, but it always comes in the summer. Maybe it's because I wear a hat a lot, but it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. I haven't been to check it out, but it's like a dermatopsoriasis or a eczema or something like that. But it had broke out pretty bad, and all of a sudden I had read that coconut oil really helps the skin, so I've been putting it on that area for the last week and a half, and it's almost totally gone. The other thing I've also noticed that I cut my fingernails the other day, and it was almost like when I take a shower, or people do, and they cut their toenails and their toenails and fingernails are real soft. Well, when I cut my fingernails, sometimes not after I take a shower, but just normally, sometimes I'll clip them and the clippings will go all over everywhere because they're just real hard. But the other day I clipped my fingernails and it was almost like I had just got out of the shower. They were so soft and supple. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm utilizing about 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil in my meals totally every day. I really feel that's beneficial, and that's the reason that my fingernails are where they are. I had a situation in my mouth where sometimes if I ate something hard, my teeth would hurt for about a day or two. That's totally gone away. I mean, I am fired up about this, all the benefits of coconut oil, and I'm just so glad that Mary Lou brought that to our attention. I'd just like to have to hear what Donna has to say, or whatever your program is for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Oh, that is a great report about coconut oil. Thank you, Monty. That
one
should help everybody. Let's move on. You know, last week we talked about the chemistry of our blood and how vital it is for our good health. And if you don't have the chemistry right in your blood,
you will have cravings, and that's why this block chart that we referred to today is so vital, is if you don't utilize a way to have a balance of your proteins, fats, and carbs, and they also have to be balanced in the pH, you're going to end up actually defeating yourself. And learning about these chemicals or the chemical aspect of our blood is very important. And Donna, oh, you guys, she is an incredible co-host. She comes up with these wonderful researches that she does and brings wonderful information to me. And I want all of you just to hear all of these things that she came up with today about magnesium. So I want Donna to take over, and I sure hope we've left you. Oh, my gosh, we have really used up our time. But, Donna, you go a little bit over time.
Well, I decided I'm going to do it in two parts. Next week I'll talk about the heart health and magnesium. And this week it's a truly amazing product. And, again, magnesium is in the men's formula and the women's formula, and is magnesium citrate, which is the best form to take because your body absorbs it the best. And the cow dense has magnesium oxide in it. But I have also learned you have to make sure you take your calcium. So the osteodense and the cow dense really go with magnesium. It's just you need to have it. All right. I'll begin by, at a glance, magnesium deficiency is associated with 22 different conditions, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, blood clots, nerve problems, mood disorders, migraines, and liver and kidney disease. And it says up to 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, which is difficult to measure with a blood test. Magnesium guides a large number of important physiological functions, including creation of ATP, the pumping of our heart, proper bone and tooth formation, relaxation of your blood vessels, and proper bowel function. I'm going to take a drink of water, I'm sorry.
What was that?
Pardon me? The best way to optimize your magnesium level is by consuming plenty of organic green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds. Juicing is a good way to bump up your vegetable consumption and therefore your mineral intake.
And may I interrupt right here, Donna?
Sure.
You guys, that is the very thing we've been doing on this program, and I've already noticed what juicing does for my body. And I don't call it juicing. I call it making smoothies. But I just have found wonderful benefits by doing this. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. And magnesium is particular important to your heart, as it can help dilate blood vessels, prevent heart muscle spasm, help dissolve blood clots, and prevent arrhythmias. And then I'd also like to say that with ample magnesium, everything in the body starts gearing up. The wheels start moving. Dr. Dean explains, it is as though you had been driving at 10 miles per hour before, but now that you've got enough magnesium, you go up to 60 miles per hour.
Magnesium, magnesium deficiency triggers or causes the following 22 conditions. The introduction of magnesium, either by a high magnesium diet with green drinks or magnesium supplements, can help alleviate conditions. It helps with anxiety and panic attacks, asthma, blood clots, bowel disease, cystitis, depression. And the other thing is really great, it helps with detoxification of our bodies. It helps with diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, which is high blood pressure, hypoglycemia, insomnia, kidney disease, liver disease,
migraine headaches. And it also helps with musculoskeletal, I can't pronounce that right, M-U-S-C-U-L-O-S-K-E-L-E-T-A-L condition. In other words, muscle, I can't pronounce it. Can you pronounce that, Karen?
Which one are you on?
Musculoskeletal.
17.
17 musculoskeletal conditions.
Right, and things like that is fibromyalgia. It's also the disorders can range from back pain to rheumatoid arthritis, tendonitis. Well, I've already said fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis, you know, things like that that affects your muscles and your skeleton. It also helps with nerve problems, osteoporosis, Reiner's syndrome, and tooth decay. Obstetrics and obstetrics and gynecology. Premenstrual syndrome. It helps cramping during when you have your menstrual period. It helps with infertility, premature contractions, preeclampsia, and eclampsia in pregnancy. It lessens the risk of cerebral palsy and sudden infant syndrome. It's just amazing what this does. Why don't I stop there, Karen, and continue next week with the rest of it? Because I'm losing my voice.
And by the way, you guys, a lot of what she has done this research on, these things, she's going to, when we're all through going through all this information, I have this all typed up and ready to go, and I'm going to send it to Ruth, and maybe she'll blast it to all of you, or if you just email me directly, I can send you this information, because this is just loaded with info, and I just never realized how vital magnesium was to the chemistry of our blood and all the things of our bodies that it will affect adversely if we are low in magnesium. So this is very important information for all of us. So, let's see, what time is it? Well, we're not way over. Karen, I've got to go. So, who was that?
This is Ruth.
Oh, okay.
I have the kids coming this morning early.
Okay, that's fine.
And maybe you could let us know about the magnesium in the green drink, okay? I juice, and one of the most irritating...
Let me tell you real quickly why this is so vital is because your highest concentration of magnesium naturally is in your green vegetables. And when you juice it or when you put it into a smoothie, it even states it in this outline here, but it allows your intestines to absorb that at a much higher level, where just like calcium oftentimes our body will throw off the calcium that goes through it. If you're juicing your green vegetables, your body will absorb it at a higher level, and it will impact your body in a high level. I think that's the reason why I have been doing so well with making these smoothies, is because anyone who has fibromyalgia has a difficult time absorbing minerals and nutrients when it goes through the digestion system. So this breaking it down like that in a smoothie just gives your body an extra big boost. So, you guys, some of the things that we learned on this program, we didn't even know why it was so vital and good for us. Just keep doing it because it is wonderful. So next week, we're going to go into more details about the advantage of having magnesium in our system. And by the way, before we sign off for today, organic foods more than likely will contain more magnesium, particularly if the farmer is replenishing his soil with magnesium-rich fertilizers, and oftentimes we don't know that. But more than likely, if it is in a huge, you know, like factory farm, they are not going to be using the fertilizers that are rich in magnesium. So, and if you take and buy plants that look healthy, they may not be all that well packed with the nutritions you need. And it says, as a general rule, to get as much magnesium as possible in your diet, eat plenty of organic leafy green vegetables, nuts, and seeds every day. Now, what do we do with the lifestyle call? Anyway, that's our message for all of you today, and I hope that you'll be on next week and hear the rest of what Donna has done research on with magnesium. Thank you.
Question for Donna. Donna, we're out of Dr. Marilyn Dean.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. That book, everyone should read that book to learn how important magnesium is for our bodies.
I don't have her book, but I got the information off the internet from Dr. McCullough. And this is information that Dr. Dean put together.
Yes, and I just Googled while you were talking her book, and it does list those 22 things. But she says it is more important, they're finding that it is more important than calcium. That's a mineral that people are not, even doctors, they're not aware of how important.
Right, they're not aware of it.
Yeah, that's what it states in this outline, is that most doctors don't understand what this is all about.
There's not a test to test the magnesium in your body.
Well, not part of a blood panel, magnesium?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, there's not a way to measure how much magnesium is in your body. And we have
What I've learned is the serum method of testing, which is what all doctors do, it is worthless because the body will always hold, the blood will only show 1%. That's what the body keeps in the blood. But it's in the storage area. In other words, if you show low on the serum blood count,
uh-huh.
You are very low. Your storage area is already, and I think it's stored in the, that I'm not real clear on, if it's stored in the tissues and or where else. But the blood will only hold 1% at any time. So that serum blood level is not a good test.
We would want our standard to be way higher than what they, you know, and then we would know we're getting, you know, if we've got it, that it's 1%. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't know what the optimal level is, however, how high we should go. I mean, they would probably flag it as high magnesium, but.
Well, they said here, science finds magnesium too difficult to corral, partly because it is responsible for the correct metabolic function of over 350 enzymes in the body.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. I understand that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get, you know, a sense of how I know how I stand. So I suppose that over time, if, you know, if your magnesium is going up in your blood, then you're better in your food, eating.
Well, here is the proper testing, but I have not tried yet to see if Medicare will pay this.
What is it?
It's in her book, but I learned it through another nutritionist also who has her on this program, and even a doctor who has her on as a guest sometimes. But what they call it is a magnesium challenge. So you can either have it done through IV, they will inject you with the magnesium, or you can use a magnesium gel. And I've been using the gel for some years, like at night. I probably should do it twice a day, but I kind of forget, and so I do it at night before bedtime, and especially on the bottom of the feet, because that absorbs right through to everything. But you can overload on the magnesium gel, which they say is equal to an IV of magnesium, and then you do a 24-hour urine collection. And if the magnesium shows up in the urine, you're fine. Your storage areas are fine, and you have enough. But if it isn't, then
your body used it.
Your body sucked it up.
I'll check the urine test to see if they, you know, if they're testing urine and what that amount is. I mean, I think magnesium is in the urine test, but I'm not sure. And
yes,
so people have something. So, you know, just you mean any presence at all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but they do call it a magnesium challenge. And he said, if your doctor's not aware of it, he said tell him to read the journals that it, or maybe the medical textbook that it is in there. But he said a lot of doctors are just not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's, I told my friend many years ago when she was complaining about being on a blood pressure medication and her doctor wanted to add a second one, I said, oh, Dolores, just add a magnesium. And she did that, and she called me back a few days later, and she said, I feel like I owe you for an office visit.
Could somebody please spell the name of this woman whose last name is Dean, D-E-A-N? What is her name?
It's Carolyn.
Mary Dean?
Carolyn.
C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
O-L-Y-N.
Okay, Carolyn Dean. Okay, I'll Google her. And
she's M-D / N-D.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great, guys.
And but her, even if you can get the book through a library, it's wonderful reading.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
The Miracle of Magnesium.
Oh, okay.
She's written two books. Just a moment, let me...
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll find it out. I juice lettuce and lettuce and with green green peppers. You know the gherkin juice and
oh, you know about them? Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And oh yeah.
I have all the CDs and a whole big collection of them.
Have you done the detoxing?
No, I need to do a detox, and I also need to do a candida cleanse.
Okay, listen to me. I'm just going to say this sentence. I have a sentence. I say it to everybody on the street. Toxins inhibit tie up, put in jail, you know, inhibit enzymes. You should not take any supplement without detoxing, because toxins inhibit enzymes, and enzymes are what take that marvelous magnesium, okay, and break it into parts and distribute it, you know, get it in a shape that it can just be absorbed by cells. Toxins inhibit enzymes. You can't, you must not, you must not, you know, anyway, okay, there it is. I said it again.
And who's this talking?
Oh, this is Joan in Stillicum.
Well, you know, I noticed, this is Donna, if I don't take my magnesium citrate, I know it's in the women's formula, but it's not enough for me. So I buy the, I think it's Natural Vitality, Natural Calm, and I mix it up with water, either warm water or cold water. If I don't take that every day, my heart beats funny. And if I don't take the Osteodense and the Calodense, I have to take it all. And I was out of Osteodense for a couple of days, and yesterday my heart went into the atrial fib thing, and it was, and then I took my Osteodense, and within an hour it went away.
Yeah. Essentially, it sounds like the way you're handling things is that you are overwhelming your body, getting so much more magnesium. I mean, you have to give so much more magnesium than you can handle, because you have so much toxin. You're so toxic that unless you really overbalance it, for a brief period of time, 24 hours, 12 hours, however long, you have the magnesium free enough because you don't have enough toxins messing with your enzymes, to disable the transport. Anyway, you can do it that way.
Well, doesn't magnesium also help? I don't know everything. Believe you me, I just do a lot of research. But isn't magnesium, it also helps detoxify your body?
It can. But if you have a chronic condition, you have gotten your liver down to 30% functioning. You have gotten handcuffed it, overwhelmed it, okay, with toxins. You could tell if you got a CT scan, they'd say you had a fatty liver.
Right.
Okay, if you got a fatty liver, that's particularly if you're not an alcoholic, okay, that should just be bells, toxic.
Well,
and your liver needs help to detox. It tries to detox all the time, but it's overwhelmed. It's overwhelmed. And, it's like having a dump truck full of, dirt delivered every day to your driveway, and your little wheelbarrow goes out and gets three wheelbarrows, out of the way. And then the next day another dump truck comes. I mean, that's what your liver's doing. It's desperately trying, and it needs help.
Okay. What would you suggest for detoxification?
There's a product. If you take products, they have a product at Nikon, detox product.
Yes, your liver support.
Oh, right.
Right. I'm not using that. I am going to use coffee enemas because I know the physiology. I'm going to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Gerson therapy, they say to do coffee enemas.
Yeah, but the reason I am not doing it now is I once detoxed. I once started detoxing, and I had a healing reaction, and it wasn't funny, okay? And I want to be in a place where people know healing reactions, and I want to make sure my thyroid's functioning, I'm doing my garden right now. So anyway, probably sometime in the fall I'm going to. In the meantime, I'm juicing.
Well, I think that juicing is a great way to clean out the intestines.
Oh, yeah, and lots of other things, yes.
And that juicing, it cleans out the intestines. It allows your body to absorb this magnesium at a higher level. We call it, we're using that word juicing, but really what I really am talking about is that smoothie that I make in the morning with the vegetables that come out of my husband's garden and
yep.
with organic foods that I get at the store. I use the celery. I use I'll use an apple in it or some berries, and I throw in that protein.
Yeah.
And I will create a balanced protein drink. In other words, it's balanced with the protein. Well, it doesn't have the fat in it, and so then I eat my almonds. And that gives me a balanced meal, and it really is good for my whole chemistry makeup.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I've got to go. I have got a gal who has cancer who I have been invited to come back today and make her a smoothie. So that's where I'm headed for right now.
Well, she needs detoxing.
Later.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Donna. You did a good job.